Yes, this is going to be the end. Today and tomorrow is the last mincha. Tomorrow will be the last time we ever daven mincha. It's the last mincha. Okay, so two more minchas.
Someone's birthday is on Lamed Kislev.
Yes.
First day of Rosh Chodesh.
Yes.
This year there's no Lamed.
So it's Aleph. So the birthday is Aleph.
It becomes Rosh Chodesh.
Yes. Aleph. Correct. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's discuss. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's talk about Chanukah. I want to discuss a few more inyanim of Chanukah. Okay, Chanukah is, there's a minhag amongst Noshim that they do not do melacha for the first half an hour when the candles are lit. Okay, during you light the candles, and there's such a custom that women, Noshim, do not engage in labor. What kind of labor? So basically it means a type of melacha that is very involving, which
What's
not a chalamoid? Well, you do a chalamoid, right? Well, even more, if you don't do a chalamoid, melacha that is mesiach das, which usually includes laundry, cleaning clothing, sewing, activities which demand concentration or labor, intense labor. Today people will tell you that washing clothing is no big deal. You push a button, you put it into the machine. It's not like the old days when you had to go and do it by hand, which was a very labor-intensive activity. Doesn't matter. Minig avaseinu biyodeinu, because washing clothing was viewed to be a labor-intensive activity. Even if today, due to technology, it's not all that complicated, it still is. But women withhold from washing clothing, sewing, and crocheting, and all different types of activities and other things as well, which demand concentration during half an hour, at least during the first half an hour when the Chanukah candles are lit. What about men? Are men allowed to engage in a labor-intensive activity during the first half hour of when the Chanukah candles are lit? The answer is yes. There is almost no makar for a man to withhold himself from doing melacha. It's a beautiful thing to sit by the Neiros for at least a half an hour and to sing Shiros V'Sishpachos and to learn or to engage in a holy activity, and there's no one in the world that will tell you that a man should not be doing this.
So why women and not men?
But yet the prohibition of melacha, the prohibition of melacha, not all women do this, okay, today probably less and less, but you certainly, our grandmothers, probably they certainly did this, they took this very seriously, and they did not do melacha, whereas men, off to the races,
why
they did
women
melacha.
And not men?
That's the question. Why women? Why women more than men? So the answer to this question touches upon a much broader question. Not only a broader question, is we have to appreciate that the lighting of Neiros is really a woman's mitzvah. Because there is certainly a parallel between the lighting of the Ner Shel Chanukah and the Ner Shel Shabbos. A married couple, an Orthodox married couple, Chas and Kala get married, first Friday night, the Chas and says to this Kala, listen here, in this house, I'm in charge, I will light every Friday night Ner Shabbos, and not you.
Take a walk.
Not you. You, my wife, take a walk. That's how we're going to set up our bias. So is this grounds for divorce?
Probably is.
Probably is. For an Orthodox couple, it probably is. It probably is. This person is not...
Take a walk.
Three mitzvahs
This is a mitzvah that has been given to Noshim. You want to go and singe the wicks? No, you'll probably mess it up. Don't do that either. Okay, maybe you can singe the wicks. Maybe you go to the store, you can buy the oil, you can buy the candles. You know, you want to clean the leichter, maybe you can do that. But the lighting of the Neiros is a mitzvah that has been given to Noshim. That's the way it is. And the reason why is that so? Why did Chazal institute that it is a mitzvah, that this is her mitzvah, Ner Shabbos? Because it's her house. A man, a husband, is a guest in his wife's home. A woman is the ikeres habayis. In Chazal's term, kol kevuda bas melech pinima. The honor of a woman is her home. her home. Okay, she may be the CEO of the most lucrative and most successful company in the world. She may be the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel at the same time. But can you be the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel at the same time? It's possible. Do you have to be, you have to be born in America to be the United States, the President. Do you have to be born in Israel? Do you have to be born in Israel? Born in Israel?
Absolutely not.
No? To be the Prime Minister of Israel?
No.
So, what's stopping the President of the United States is being elected as the Prime Minister of Israel?
He has dual citizenship.
What?
He has
dual citizenship. Why not? Many people have dual citizenship.
You can't have allegiance to the Constitution when you have allegiance to another country. That was the whole problem with soldiers.
Yeah?
If you became
Maybe we can find a good lawyer, find a legal loophole. You can be the President of the United States and the Prime Minister. You have a woman over here who's the President of the United States, she's the Prime Minister of Israel, and she is the CEO of the most successful company in the world. Yet, it still says in the Chazal that her kavod, called Kivuda Bas Melech Pnima, it's her home. It's her home.
I don't remember walking by the way, but I remember learning that you're not allowed to take it away. It's her mental
right.
power. No, but there's a halachic ramifications if you try to take it away.
You gotta pay her. You gotta pay her money.
It's
a knas. It's her mitzvah. Why is it her mitzvah? Why is lighting of candles her mitzvah? Because the lighting of the candles illuminates the house. It gives light. It gives light. It illuminates. It's the ambiance of the home. Anytime you light candles in a bayis, Chanukah is ner ish ubeisoy. It is the mokim of the halakas neiros is in the bayis, or is mi pesach beisa by the pesach of the bayis mi bachutz. Now mi bachutz. That's a little bit of a problem because mi bachutz means it's outside. Outside, a woman does not go outside. But yet, it's a very delicate balance in the midst of Chanukah. Ner Shabbos, you don't light Ner Shabbos outside. The Ner Shabbos is lit in the bayis. The Ner Shabbos is for the entire bayis. An Isha, it is her home. The Mokom, the bayis, she is the Keres HaBayis. Rebbe would call, what was it, one of the Meroim, Ein Korin Leishti Ella Beisi. Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Penima. It is her mitzvah. When you light a Ner Chanukah, you are touching upon that. It is her mitzvah. It is also her mitzvah. What is unique about Ner Chanukah is that Ner Chanukah, it's for the bayis, because me'ikar hadin, according to the Gemara, you're only mechuyev to light one ner for the entire bayis. The makom of hadlaka is the bayis, but the chiddush of Ner Chanukah is mibachutz. You light it mipesach beisoy mibachutz. Why mibachutz? Why? Why did Chazal institute that the candle should be lit outside? No, so light it inside and keep the door open. Light it, anyway, lighting it by the door. So light it by the door and keep the door open. When people walk down the street, they're going to see the Nair. You know why Chazal were masaking you light outside the bayis, not inside the bayis? Because if you would light inside the bayis, a man would not be allowed to do the mitzvah. In the bayis, this is my bayis. A man is a guest in his wife's. And someone once asked me, the guy's a very generous person, and he's machnes oirach. He brings every Friday night, he brings home guests. He always has guests. And he told me once he has a fight with his wife that he brings home every Friday night. There's one particular guy that his wife cannot stand. He's not 100%. And his wife just cannot, he's very irritating. And his wife told him, don't bring this fellow home. I don't want him at the table. I don't want him, bring anyone, not this guy. And he's like, I can't, he's a nebuch, he has nowhere to eat. And he asked me, what do I think? So I said to him in front of his wife, a man is a guest at his wife's home. Ein oirach machnes oirach, which means you're not the balabas here. I told you're not the balabas. You're not the balabas here. You, even though he pays for everything, he's a very successful person. His wife doesn't work. You're not the balabas here. This is your wife's home. She's in charge. You are a guest. a guest has no right to bring to invite other guests. And if your wife doesn't like this guest, you can't. If you were to light the Ner Chanukah inside the bayis, a Ner, we would follow the template of Ner Shabbos. And Ner Shabbos, it's the woman's house.
So we light outside.
In order, the only reason why you're lighting outside is in order that it's not her domain anymore.
So don't make anything, bring it inside and let her light it.
Exactly, that's why the Chazal Masakin is Mibachutz.
What's wrong with her bringing it inside and letting her light?
Because we want the men also to do something. We want the men fought the Muhammad. They fought the Muhammad, the men, this is Zecher for the Nes of Chanukah, then Pach Shemen. We want the man to do the mitzvah. But if the man would light the Ner Chanukah inside, what's the big deal? You want to go light by the Pesach HaBayis. So open the door.
We're not really talking about why the man lights. We're talking about
why lights outside. Yeah. Because lighting a Ner inside the house
would make it her mitzvah.
Would disqualify him. Memelitz mi Pesach
Beisoy. Why does the man light it?
Because the men fought the milchama. A woman does not light the nearest of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. It is a zecher for the nace of
the
milchama. A woman does not go find milchama. Women, it's not the derech of an isha to go find milchama. And even though in Eretz Yisrael say women are combat soldiers, and even though in America also women are combat soldiers, but Chazal say it's not the derech of women to go fight Muhammad. Women, the Pach Shemen is in the Beis HaMikdash. Women did not go into the Beis HaMikdash. They did not, I mean, the Soita came in, but they did not go and light the Neris. They did not light the Neris of the Menorah. Memela, this is a mitzvah that is given to men. But if a man would light the Neris inside, Then you are entering into a domain, into a makom where, excuse me, Neiros, this mitzvah of lighting Neiros has already taken my husband. It's my bias, and in my bias, I light the Neiros. You want to light Neiros? Go out of the house. It's mamish what it is.
How about Kiddush? You have to have your wife's permission.
Kiddush is not a Ner. Kiddush is Chazal were mesakein Ner Shabbos. When you light Neiros in a bayis, this is her bayis. You light the Ner Chanukah is also, it's the Ner for the bayis. Me'ikir Chadin, you only need one Ner for the whole Mishpacha. The Isha is the Ikeres HaBayis. Chazal, by giving the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, precedes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. By giving us the Ner Shabbos, Sari Menu, she lit Neiros. It says already in Chazal that Sari Menu, she lit Neiros. And when Yitzhak married Rivka, the Ner of Sarah returned. It was from 1 week to another week. The Ner of the bayis is her domain. Chazal, we have a mitzvah of Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeisoy. If the Ner would be lit inside, then this goes against Chazal's rules. The bayis, it's her bayis. She is the Ikeres HaBayis. Kol Kvud Bas Melech Penima. You want to make a new mitzvah to light more Neiros? You got to ask her permission.
She lights the Shabbos because...
It's exactly bias. It's her bias called Kivuda. Why are you letting
that? That means that she should.
It's her bias. Neiros that are lit in the bias are under her domain.
Why?
Because it's her bias. It's her bias. She is the Ikeres HaBayis, like Karasi Ishti Elabesi. The mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, no one's going to argue that the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is her. Let's accept that as a given at this moment. That the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is her mitzvah. If a husband says to his wife, I'm lighting the candles and not you, you got big problems. You got big problems. This is not a halachic home anymore. If the husband says to the wife, I'm going to be lighting the candles and you're not going to light the candles anymore, you're not going to do that. It's her. What do we learn from this yesoid? We learn from this is that in the bayis, Neiros is her. Comes along Chanukah, Chazal wants to be misakin that every shtup, every bayis, has to light Neiros. Oh, you're playing with fire, literally. Because the rules are, Neiros lit in the bayis, fall under her domain. But this is not her yomtif. Or maybe it is. It's not really her yomtif, because we're commemorating the Mulchamois, Haneris, Al Sharam Malik, Malam Mulchamois. Al Hanisim, the Allah the Shuas, the Al Hamulchamois. She shouldn't fight the Mulchama. And And we're talking over here about a zecher for the halakas haneiros of the Beis Hamikdash. A woman doesn't light in the Beis Hamikdash the neiros of the Chanukah menorah. So we got a problem here. So Chazal were very creative. You know what they were creative is? Get out of the house. Mi Pesach beisay mi bachutz. You light the neiros in the street, by your door, by your bias. But right outside, oh, outside, that's no longer under her domain called Kvud de Bas Melchior. Now, someone here mentioned, oh, Persume Nisa. Now, let's explain something about Persume Nisa. This, he writes something in this wonderful contrast. I told you that was not, this that's not here, but this idea is here. The Gedolim said, what is the purpose of lighting Neiros Chanukah? Persume Nisa. Question, for whom? Whom are you coming to be mefarsem b'neis? For whom? So this is a big, big topic of this. I'll give you three choices. For the goyim, the goyim. You know, in parliament, in the Polish Sejm, my great-grandfather was a representative in that, probably in that very building. In that building, in the Polish Sejm. They spelled it S-E-J-N, I think they spelled it. Together, he was a Polish representative together with Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf. I have at home seven letters of correspondence between my great grandfather and Rav Meir Shapiro. They were very, very close. My great grandfather was much older than him, was much older than Rav Meir Shapiro, and they were together. They were both representatives of the Jewish people in the Polish Sejm. I wonder if it was in that building. 2 days ago, a Rasha Merusha, one of the legislators, one of the members of the Polish Sejm, they had in the hallway, a Chanukah lighting ceremony. Never saw this my whole life, such a thing, that a beautiful Chanukah lighting ceremony. And this Rasha Merusha, he went and he took out a fire extinguisher and he violently extinguished the Chanukah menorah with a fire extinguisher, like a fire hose. And with all, you know, he used an ABC fire extinguisher. You know what an ABC fire extinguisher is? Makes a lot of smoke. You know, the A is what we had in yeshiva. And yeshiva, just water. And during recess, and then they fill it up again. The ABC is full of chemicals, which puts out electrical fires, and it makes a lot of smoke, and it's very dangerous, in fact. The chemicals are very dangerous. And this Meshugana, he broke the glass, he took the fire extinguisher, then he made a scene, and he extinguished it in a very violent way. Unbelievable Meshugana out there. Unbelievable what goes on today.
He was denounced by every political party in Poland.
But does he still have a job? He still has a job, just like the president of Harvard has a job, just like she has a job. She has 700 people supporting her that it's okay to call for the genocide of the Jewish people, even though she's a plagiarist. They have her thesis, the paragraph by paragraph was stolen from
them. Yeah, but that's a matter of her complexion is her protection.
Unbelievable, what goes on in this world. What goes on in this world. But in any event, let me ask you a question, the basic question. When you light the Ner Chanukah, it says in the Gemara that you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah mi Pesach Pesach Mebachutz, as long as the Talmudim are still out in the streets selling with the Talmudim were Goyim, by the way. Who are you lighting the Ner Chanukah in the street for? For the Goyim? That's choice number one. Number two, you're lighting it for the Jews. You know, there may be some Pintel Yid that sees the Chanukah candle and, oh, I'm a Yid. Okay, that Pintel Yid. Or maybe you're lighting the Chanukah candles, not for the Goyim, not for the Jews. You're lighting it for yourself. I'm lighting it for myself. So go home, go into the room, go into the closet, go into the basement and light it. You have to go light it in the street. So he writes over here, I don't know who says this, he says something very, very profound. And he says, the Iker Persume Nisa, when you light Chanukah candles, is for yourself. And the reason why you light it in public is because it's only going to make a roishim on you when you do it in public. It's a very deep idea. You don't care about the Goyim. They couldn't care less. Adarabba, they'll laugh at you. Other Jews, they're lighting themselves. Yet, we all know that when you do something in public, even though no one's really watching, no one really cares, it somehow has an effect. For example, when you're davening, you come to shul late. You come to shul late. You're in the middle of Sukkah de Zimmer. You personally. And the shul is up to Shema. And the shliach tzibur says, Shema Yisrael. So what is the halacha? You are supposed to go, cover your eyes, and while it's Ashrei Yosher V'Yisech Od Yehalelucha Sela. I'm up to Ashrei, and they're up to Shema. You mechuyv to cover your eyes. Why? Because if the tzibur is doing it, no one should be choshed you that I'm a koifer. Believe me, I guarantee you, no one's watching you. No one's looking at you. There's no one, what? Their eyes are covered, right? No one's looking at you. No one is looking at you. They have their eyes covered also, like you just said. And even if they did not have their eyes covered, I guarantee you, no one is looking at, no one could care less. So why then did the Chazal say, Amil of Ashrei, Pasechas Yodecho Maspil Chochai Rotzon? Someone's going to look, someone's going to see me, and they're going to think, who knows, he's a koifer. No one's looking at you. Wake up, smell the coffee, no one could care less about you. What is the answer? The answer is, it's right. But somehow, okay, this is very deep. You got to bring in a real good psychologist to explain this in clear words. You're in public. And when you're in public, you have to feel like you're part of the tzibur. That's what we want. Even though no one could care less about you, no one's looking at you, but being in public and being aware of your environment, that's the goal. We want you to feel part of the tzibur. We want you to feel embarrassed, to be concerned what other people think. There's a whole psychological technique here. That's right, make believe. Make believe, because it's important for you to be part of that imaginary tzibur. When you light Hanukkah candles in the street, guess what? No one's watching, no one cares. They're walking down the street. They don't even register that there's another Hanukkah menorah. There are a million Hanukkah menorahs. They don't even register. But by me lighting my Hanukkah candles in the street, in the public, being mefarsem denes for an imaginary audience, that makes a roshim on me. That has an effect upon me. I did something in public. Who cares about me? I'm 1 in 8 billion people. Not even a microscopic dot in relative to the big picture of Klal Yisrael and the Pesumei Nisa. It doesn't matter. The way Chazal are telling you, the way you are mefarsem the nes for yourself, is if you go out into the tzibur and you go and you light the Hanukkah candles during the time when people are out in the street, even though no one's paying attention to your Hanukkah candles. But it's all for you. It's your Pesumei Nisa. So don't ask a question and say the reason why Chazal are telling you to light in the b'chutz is because the Pesumei Nisa. That's not the main reason. Because the Pesumei Nisa anyway is not really for the street people. The Pesumei Nisa is really for you. If you light it really inside.
Well, when you light in the street, the Pesumei Nisa for yourself.
Right, you feel that I'm doing something, even though. So I'm just trying to add this point is the reason why I'm trying to tell you a chiddush, a big chiddush. The reason why we light the Hanukkah candles out in the street. So you'll ask the average, why are the Hanukkahs in the street? They'll tell you, Pesumei Nisa. That's not really enough of a reason for Pesumei Nisa. Because Pesumei Nisa, the etzem, is for yourself.
Nowadays,
let's put aside nowadays. Now. Let's put aside Hayoma. Let's talk Mikradin. The Pesumei Nisa is not really for the public. You'll find opinions. I'm not telling you that there are opinions that say the Pesumei Nisa for the Goyim, Pesumei Nisa for Jews, for other Jews. But the Iker Pesumei Nisa, many say it's for yourself. And doing it in public is just a technique in order to awaken your awareness that you need to be mefarsem denes. So therefore, why are you lighting in the street? What are you doing in the street? Chazal don't tell you do mitzvahs in the street. We have Purim. What do you do on Purim? You lay in the Megillah. You do Mishloach Manos. It's also Pesumei Nisa. Where is the Seder take place? Why do we have a Seder? Pursume Nisa. Yitzias, everything is Pursume Nisa. All the Moadim are Pursume Nisa. All of a sudden, when it comes to Hanukkah, Pursume Nisa, you go out into the street. This is not a Yiddish derech. We don't do things in the streets. We don't missionize people. If you eat in the street, you're a dog. Okay? It's not the proper thing. There's a certain discipline. You're lighting candles in the street. Candles, they blow out in the street. It's a dangerous thing to light candles in the street. It's a stickle sakana, you know. Pursume Nisa. Oh, really? So have the Seder, the Pesach Seder in the streets. Have a landing of the Megillah should be in the street. There's no such thing. All of a sudden, Hanukkah, we find a Nayazach is the Pursume Nisa to light Bedavka in the street. Okay, there's another element which you cannot ignore, and that is to light a candle in the house is already Hasogas Givul. Lighting a ner in the bayis is the domain of the isha. Kol kivuda bas melech panima. There's a ner Shabbos, and there's a lot of connection to the ner Shabbos and the ner Chanukah. There is some overlap, and the bayis is your wife's home. You want to light a candle? We have no choice but to tell you get out, go out into the street. What? Oh, you go out into the street. Pursume Nisa. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it now that we light out, you really can't light in the bayis because...
Someone at home light a candle in the house.
Today? Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
If you have Pursume Nisa, you didn't have everyone light the
candle. The Pursume Nisa is for you. It's for you.
Everyone lights the menorah, right? So did everyone...
No! Who says everyone lights the menorah? That's a mahadrin.
You have to light, everyone has to light it outside?
No, everyone lights it outside. There's not enough room outside. That's a separate issue. Let me finish this verse. So I just want to ask you, they struggle, Farshim struggle with this. What's this all about? Lighting in the streets? Pursume Nisa? You know, there are a lot of Pursume Nisa. We don't do things in the streets. So I'm suggesting to you is that the chicken came before the egg, or maybe the egg came before the chicken, is that the bayis is the domain of an isha. You cannot light a ner in the bayis because it's her mokim. It's her mokim to light neres. Therefore, Chazal said we have no choice but to tell the person, go outside the bayis. Oh, once you're already going outside the bayis, now it was created a whole new collection of rabbinic literature. You're lighting in the street for Pursume Nisa.
But the men are lighting in the house here.
That's today. Bisman hazeh, due to practical reasons, mishuma sakono, because it's windy, the environment. For practical considerations, bisman hazeh, we light indoors. But according to the Dina de Gemara, the makom to light neros is mi pesach beisai mi bachutz. And I'm coming here to address the issue Wami Bachutz. Now let me explain. Just to add to why it would be a problem, because there are two women that are very much involved in the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Two women.
Yehudis is one.
Who is the other woman?
Esther.
Esther? No, she's Purim. Got the wrong holiday. Who is the other woman? Bilgus. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. When the Yevonim entered into the Mikdash to contaminate the Mikdash in time of Elipornis, the third battle, they came in and she took off her shoe and she walked up to the top of the Mizbeach. She was married to one of the generals of the Yevonim. And when the Yevonim came into the Beis HaMikdash and they contaminated and they defiled and they offered Avodah Zarah, and they could defile all of the oil, they put an end to the lighting of the menorah, into the carbon tamid, entered into the Mikdash with the general, with all of the soldiers, all of the Yevonim, was this woman, a woman who was a daughter of one of the Kohanim, of one of the Mishmorais, of the 24 Mishmorais, and her father was a very distinguished Kohen, who was the head of the Mishmar. And she went off the derech, and she married a very elite general of the Yevonim. And Chazal tell us that her family was very, very poor. They were destitute. She lived in poverty. and she was very bitter that all of the money went to support the Beis HaMikdash. They offered on the Beis HaMikdash these very expensive animals as korbanos, when she and her family had nothing to eat. Poverty could make a person go meshuggah. She lived in abject poverty, and all the money went to the Beis HaMikdash, and here she went to one of the derech, she didn't want to have part of this. There's a lot of musa to learn from this, and she went and she married a geisha, a Yevani, and he rose to prominence, and he became a general, and they came into the Beis HaMikdash, and she went on top of the Mizbech, she took off her shoe, and she said, Lucas, it sounds like Darth Vader, right? Lucas, Admosai ata mechale mimoinam shel Yisrael, v'loi omad lohem be'eis sorosam. And you
Lucas,
don't...
By the way, Lucas means light.
It means wolf.
A wolf
eats up sheep.
No.
Okay, whatever it may find, in another language it means like, but over here it meant a wolf, and a wolf eats sheep, and the sheep are the korbanos of the korban tamei, you offer on the mizbech sheep. And she said, Lucas, mizbech, you're like a wolf, you consume all of the kivasim, all of the sheep, and you consumed all the money of the Jewish people, and you were not oimed for them at the time of their tzara, they sarasa. This was a pivotal moment, it was a watershed moment of where it came forth, the bitterness, the suppressed bitterness that the Kohanim had in their Avodas HaKodesh. They served Hashem, but poverty, they say it's shver to be a Yid, this old story. It's mamish what it was. It's difficult, yeah, we do Avodas Hashem, we daven, we learn, we live a life of Torah, and it doesn't always go so well. And a lot of people suffer very much. And there is a suppressed bitterness that cannot be seen on the surface, but it's there, and there's a resentment. And here is where it bubbled forth in what she said, because she was just basically expressing the sentiment of her family and of the Kohanim. Lucas, ad mosai ata mechale memoinon shel Yisrael ve'enoi oimed aleihem be'eis tzarasan. This was such a powerful moment. When she did this, it according to Chazal, read between the lines, it sent shockwaves into Klal Yisrael, and it brought out a terrible frustration. And when the miracle of Chanukah was over, of Chanukah came to be, and they prevailed, this Maisa of Bilgas was in the dealt with. For example, Chazal say on from then on in on Sukkos, when they did the Nisach HaMayim, they were mesakein to say Yoifi l'cha mizbeach, Yoifi l'cha mizbeach. Okay, that expression, you say this in the Kinois, in the Hoshanas. Yoifi l'cha. Why were they mesakein that when they did the Nisach HaMayim? And they did the Hoshanis. They brought the Hoshanis. They were masakin that everyone in Klal Yisrael should say, "You are beautiful." Yoifi l'cha mizbech. Yoifi l'cha mizbech. It was a tikkun for Bilgos, saying, "Lucas, ad mosai ata mechale memoinam shel Yisrael." She was mivaze. She despised. She disgraced. And in order to masakin that sentiment, Chazal were taught, remember that in the zuchus of bringing korbanos and what it really represents, which is very hard for us to relate to today, we have everything. Yoifi l'cha mizbech, you are beautiful. All beauty to you. This was a tikkun for the mizbech. And that is also very much why the whole Chanukah revolves around the mizbech. Oz egmor b'shir mizmor Chanukas ha-mizbech. What's this mizbeach? What's about the mizbeach? It's a very difficult thing to appreciate. Okay, you'll tell me, because we say, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. On the last day, we lay in Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. So what? You lay in Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. What's all the mizbeach? What does Chanukah do with the mizbeach? They rebuild the mizbeach. Also, why did they leave over the old pieces of the mizbeach in the Lishkas, in the Beis HaMoikat? What, a museum? You want to the old mizbeach? What's that all about? Why is there a mamish an obsession with the old mizbeach? They preserved pieces of the old mizbeach. People should remember the Hanukkah miracle. They should see, oh, this was the old mizbeach that was defiled. You know who defiled the mizbeach? Not the Yavanim. Bilgas. She defiled the mizbeach. When she said, Lucas, and Moshe ata mechalim v'oinim shlesho v'ein ata oimed lefneim b'shbeis sarasam, she defiled the mizbeach. She's the one who defiled it. And the male, they built a new mizbeach. And the new mizbeach, Klai Yisrael was taught, Yoifi lucha mizbeach. And to remember that this sentiment that was poisoned for Klai Yisrael, not to appreciate what you have, even though it's difficult, they preserved the mizbeach. And ad kedei kach, this is all the mefarshim say. Why do you say in the Al Hanisim? Why do you say in the Al Hanisim? Shamadet Elohem b'eis sarasam. In the nusach of the Al Hanisim, we say, what are the words that we say? Shamadet Elohem b'eis sarasam. Those are the exact words that Bilgah said. That you're not oymed for the Jewish people at the time of their tzara. In order to knock that out of the minds of Klal Yisrael in the nusach of the Al Hanisim, Shamadet Elohem b'eis sarasam. How dare you say that? What she did was front and center. What this woman did, who was her nemesis? Yehudis was the nemesis of Bilgas. Yehudis went to Eli Purin. Yehudis came after Bilgas when they contaminated the Mizbeach, and now came Yehudis and says, I can't let this woman go and take us all down. The damage that she did was worse than what the Yevanim did. And Mela, a woman, stepped up to the plate and she says, I'm going to go take down these Yevanim. And she went and she seduced Eli Pornis and she put him to death. You know, I always thought, there's another thing, and I was studying the history, it was very interesting. I always thought that, you know, the way you go and you humble your enemy is you hang up their head. Look what I got. I got the head of your general. That's not what happened. She cut off the head, his head. She took it home. She showed it to the Chacham, and the Chacham were very happy. And then the enemy, they came into his room and they found his body without a head. What shook up the living daylights of 10 million people was to see a body without a head. Okay, there were stories where they hang the head on top of the wall. That's not what happened. They never found his head. They found his body without his head. That's what drove them crazy. And they,
what's going on in this country?
That's what happened. The body without a head. Without a head, and they were defeated. So it turns out that the Yom Tov very much relates to two women. The whole Yom Tov of Chanukah revolves around two women. There are two women, they are the fulcrum of which the whole holiday swivels on. They're the pivots. Yehudis, who came to the rescue after she witnessed what Bilgas did to the Mizbeach. She brought out this sentiment that was the core of evil, Lucas. So if you're going to make a takana to light candles inside the bias, when you compound the reality that the bias belongs to a woman, it's her home. She is the Ikaris HaBayis. And you add to the reality that Chazal already gave her control over lighting candles in the bayis. There is Ner Shabbos, which is a statement. It's not just Shabbos. It's the lichtigkeit of the bayis is hers. And when you add element number 3, guess what? It's really her holiday anyway. Because it was Bilgas who brought about the whole awakening. You know, you can't, Alcoholics Anonymous, you can't recover until you hit rock bottom. When did the Jewish people hit rock bottom? When? The moment of truth of Chanukah was Bilgas ad Moshe ato mechalim amoinam shal Yisrael ve'ein ato emin aleim ve'eis tzarosam. That was rock bottom. And that was the trigger. You can only go up from here for Yehudis. So look at this. It's all her holiday anyway. It's her bias. it's her Ner, and it's her holiday. So it's a no-brainer that the one that's going to light the Neros Chanukah is going to be the wife. And the husband, you go to Koilel and learn. But Chazal said, no, 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 no. The man has to light the candles. If the man has to light the candles, the only way to do this is outside the house. Kol Kavuda, because the bias is called Kavuda Bas Melech Penima. Okay. Mayor, what time is it? We have another minute? Okay, this is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Yom Tov of, and that is why we said before, women specifically have a minhag not to do milocha. They don't do milocha on when the neris are lit. Now, by the way, today is Rosh Chodesh. Don't forget to say Yalev Yavo in Shmona Esrei. Ke Yalev Yavo Noshim. There are Noshim of a minhag. It's their holiday. What's the milah of Chanukah, this Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tov of Noshim. The Noshim did not contribute to the Egel. And really, this was where every Rosh Chodesh was meant to be a holiday. It's because of the Chet Egel, because the Noshim did not contribute to the Egel. The holiday of Rosh Chodesh remains their domain. Some notion of a minig not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So today, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, it's a combination. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is a combination of 2 days that are miyuchid for Noshim. Rosh Chodesh is miyuchid for Noshim, Chanukah is miyuchid for Noshim, and it's their day. It's their day. We should be zeicha for good news coming soon.